Welcome everyone this afternoon. We're going to talk a little bit about prophets and prophecy this afternoon. God inspired the Old Testament prophets many years ago to write about the great leader that would come and be the Savior for His people. The first scripture being the book of John in chapter 5. Verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And also down in verses 45 and 46, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Also over in the book of Luke, in chapter 24. beginning of verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. So these things were written for our understanding, to be revealed to us, that we would know, that they would know when the Savior and the King had come. And I guess our question at this time is we're going to look through a few of these prophecies and see if these were fulfilled. First of all, back in the book of Micah in chapter 5. verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. We first see that he would be born in Bethlehem. And if you look over in the book of Matthew, in the second chapter, we'll see where that prophecy is fulfilled. Begin in verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Israel with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So we can see that the everlasting ruler, the king or the governor or the ruler that was to rule here, would be born in the city of Bethlehem. Next, he would be born of a virgin in the book of Isaiah in chapter 7. Verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then if we go back there to the book of Matthew in chapter 1, we'll begin in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which she has conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Next is the prophecy of that he would be born of the tribe of Judah, over in the book of Genesis, chapter 49. In verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So we can see that the scepter is representative of ruler scepter. And we'll go back to once again to the book of Matthew in chapter 1. And we'll begin there in verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brother. So there is the first thing that's given there as it starts out in the book of Matthew is the genealogy of Christ. And we see there that the genealogy also contains Judah. So you want to hold your place there, and we'll go back over now to, as we look at the next prophecy given, that he would be also of the descendant of David. And we find that in the book of Jeremiah. In chapter 23. Begin verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. And if we go back over to there to the first chapter of Matthew, as we continue down from verses 1 and 2, in that genealogy, if you drop down to verse 6, and it says there, And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon unto her, of her that had been the wife of Uriah. So we see there in the genealogy of Jesus that King David is listed there as well. So those two things have come to pass that have been prophesied. Then we're also told that there would be a messenger preparing the way for him over in the book of Isaiah and in chapter 40. Beginning there in verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it altogether, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And we can see the fulfillment of that prophecy once again back in the book of Matthew and in chapter 3. It talks about John the Baptist there. We'll begin in verse 1 of chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Next, we have one I want to look at is in the book of Zechariah in chapter 9. And that's that it's prophesied that he would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. Chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And we can see that fulfillment of that prophecy also in the book of Matthew in chapter 21. It's what is known as his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. We'll begin in verse 10 of Matthew 21. No, excuse me. We'll begin in verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them on the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Okay, we see his fulfillment of this prophecy, and I like the example it also gives us here of Christ's humility and his meekness. You think of a lot of times when you see a king or someone come into town or a ruler, they're not come in riding a donkey. You think of, if you see a king riding, he's going to be riding a big black or big white stallion, you know, that's the kind of pomp and circumstance that you think of a king, and that's a good example of the humility and meekness of Christ, that he was chosen to ride a donkey into town. I think that's a good example. Next, we look at the prophecy that his disciples would forsake him. Also, there in the book of Zechariah and in chapter 13. Verse 7, Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And we can see the fulfillment of that over in the book of Mark, in chapter 14. A couple different verses here. Verse 27, And Jesus saith unto them, And ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And then if you drop down to verse 50, and it says there, And they all forsook him and fled. So that was when they come and to arrest Jesus, that the disciples all scattered at that time. And left the Lord and Savior by himself. Next is the prophecy that he would be mocked and ridiculed. And we find that over in the book of Psalms, in the 22nd chapter. Psalms I'm going to begin in verse 7. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lip. They shake their head, saying, "He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him." Then, once again, we'll go back to the book of Matthew. And in chapter 27. We'll begin in verse 39. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, for if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" So we can see here where people and the scribes and the Pharisees were mocking Jesus, that he had said that he was the Son of God, but he was nailed to the cross and was to die there. The next prophecy is that a couple things. There's a couple different ones. John Isaac hit on those this morning over in the book of Isaiah in chapter 53. First of all, there in verse 12, and it says, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." There that he was numbered with the transgressors, that he would be, he was crucified between two thieves. We look over in the book of Mark in chapter 15, verses 27. "And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.'" Also there in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and in verse 9. "And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth." We see there the fulfillment of this in the 27th chapter of Matthew. I'm getting tongue-tied. And we begin in verse 57. "When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed." So we can say here that it was prophesied that he would be buried with the rich, and he's buried in a new tomb, that Joseph, the rich man of Arimathea, had hewn out in the stone. Is it just coincidence that these prophecies were fulfilled? How many of these, let me think about, I don't want to really put a really exact number on this, but the information I was reading had that there was over 300 prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament. Did Jesus act or conduct himself in a manner as a man to make it look like he fulfilled these prophecies so he could say he was the Messiah? Well, you think about just a few things that we've talked about. If he would have been just a man, could he have made a difference that whether he was born of a virgin or not? Could he have influenced where he was born? The family that he was born into. You know, they say you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. Could it have influenced that John the Baptist would have been a speaker laying the groundwork for him to start his ministry? Could it have affected those that mocked him? When he was crucified, could there have been, could he have made sure that he was crucified between two thieves? When he died, when he's dead, could he have had a real effect on where he had been buried? So just some things to think about as to the sureness and the fulfillment of these prophecies. And we look back and think about the fulfillment of all these hundreds of prophecies of Christ. That should give us some, impress upon us the surety and give us the confidence that Jesus Christ is our Savior. If you have heard the gospel and believe that, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and have need to be baptized, we can do that at this time. And if you have been baptized and you've fallen away, having some difficulties and need the prayers of the congregation, we'd ask you to come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.